There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking restaurants now, talking the environment, because the effort to banish plastic cutlery and straws is gathering momentum. Emma Banks of Jumeirah Restaurants joins us in the studio to explain why they are going plastic free. Emma, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me back.
So as of yesterday, all of Jumeirah Restaurants, including brands such as the Noodle House, are plastic free. You talked about this a few weeks ago when you were in, that you were planning to do this. Now you've done it. Tell us what you've done.
Okay, in Jumeirah Restaurants, we actually started working on this back last October when we banned plastic straws in the Noodle House and introduced paper biodegradable and bamboo. And then at Christmas, we bought all the team in the office refillable water bottles and actually banned plastic bottles in the office and were kind of gobsmacked about how many plastic bottles we were going. So we stopped that. Then a few weeks ago, we were inspired by Freedom Pizza and their announcement to ban plastic straws and plastic cutlery in their delivery. And we just kind of said, right, this is something that we've started this journey. Let's really go the next step. So over the last couple of weeks, we initially banned plastic straws in all our restaurants. And that's meant that we've stopped disposing of about over a million plastic straws annually. JRG will stop contributing to land waste. We also then said, well, do you know, let's just look at this simply. Why do we need plastic Twizzle sticks? Why do we need plastic cocktail sticks? And more importantly, why do we need plastic toothpicks? These things are literally like lethal weapons in the ocean. So across the whole of Jumeirah Restaurant Group, we've now banned plastic straws, Swizzle sticks, stirrers and toothpicks. We're actually going to embark on a journey to look at other areas of the business that we can actually reduce our plastic waste, and that's now work in progress for us.
In terms of cutlery, I guess that wasn't a big deal for you, because your restaurants are relatively upmarket. You don't get plastic knives and forks.
You'd be shocked at how much plastic cutlery every Noodle House delivery, and remember, we do over 12 million dirhams of Noodle House delivery a year. So we were literally just almost out of habit putting in plastic cutlery with every Noodle House bag. But our mantra in Noodle House is all about Asian soul food and using your hands, chopsticks or a spoon as they do in Asia. So we actually said, let's stop putting cutlery in the home delivery bags. And now we just literally put our wooden chopsticks in. And if customers request some cutlery, we give them a biodegradable wooden spoon as well.
Right then. In terms of the financial implications of this, yesterday was what you called Plastic Amnesty Day. And you said for everyone who'd turn up at the Noodle House restaurant with some disposable plastic cutlery, you would give them 50% off the bill. Mm. The entire bill. Food,
yes,
drinks,
correct.
The whole shebang.
That's correct.
Did many people take you up on that?
Yes, actually. Lunchtime, with it being a Sunday, lunchtime just kind of ticked over. But last night, a lot of customers came out to play. And we've got some great imagery that we hope to share on our social media channels of customers literally coming in with their plastic cutlery that's been languishing in their drawers, dumping it in our big bins, and then actually enjoying a great time in Noodle House at 50% off. So what we plan to do is collect all that cutlery this week, weigh it, and then we'll be taking it to one of the smart sustainable recycling centres in Dubai, and we'll actually get it recycled there, so we know 100% that it will be recycled.
I went out yesterday and bought a big bag of plastic cutlery so I could take advantage of your nice, kind offer. How long does it last for?
The offer? Oh, well, it was only yesterday.
Oh,
because yesterday, actually, the 18th of March was Companies That Care Day. So that's why we actually chose yesterday, because we actually thought it had a nice symmetry with Companies That Care Day and JRG and our focus on reducing plastic land waste in the environment.
It's probably just as well you're in here talking about this today rather than yesterday, because you might have been inundated at Noodle Houses if more people had taken advantage of that. Look, cynics will say this is just a drop in the ocean, if you pardon the metaphor. It doesn't actually make a difference. How do you respond to that?
I actually believe that we can all make a difference. I mean, now you've got Freedom Pizza, you've got Jumeirah Restaurant Group, we've got my colleagues at Gates Hospitality who have come out now. So, you know, just personally in Jumeirah Restaurant Group alone, you know, a million straws. We've all made personal changes in the office. We're making personal changes. You know, I'm not an eco warrior type, but the personal changes I'm making at home, this is something that I believe is the collective responsibility of us all. And at all Jumeirah restaurant groups, when customers ask about straws or any plastic accessories in their drinks, we're going to be pushing back quite hard, obviously in a very polite manner, and explaining what we're trying to do. I mean, the shocking fact of the matter is that by 2050, unless we start doing something now, there's actually going to be more plastic in the ocean than fish. And as a mother of a teenager, that's actually very frightening. But by the time my daughter's 50, the ocean could be filled with very much more plastic than fish unless we start doing something about it now.
I guess when I was growing up, most of the straws were paper straws, really, but yes, they were waxed, and most paper straws, which are the alternative to plastic straws, I don't suppose you'll ever stop people drinking through straws, but they are waxed, which are not themselves unharmful.
The ones that we're using now from our suppliers are actually 100% paper and biodegradable.
No additive at all.
As far as I'm aware, yes, that's correct. 100% biodegradable and recyclable. And obviously we're using the bamboo straws. But what our first point, our first call to action is actually we're serving all our drinks without the straws. Because mechanically, as human beings, we actually can consume a drink from a glass without a straw. So we're kind of trying to spread the educational message by actually presenting the drink without a straw. So it gives us a point of opportunity when the customer says, oh, please, could I have a straw? Our teams are then trained to engage with the customer and just explain the message we're trying to do about going straw free, i.e. hashtag stop sucking. And then that gives us the opportunity to pass the message on.
How much have you extended this sort of anti-plastic argument to things like food wrapping, cling film in the kitchen, all of this?
Yes, thank you, Malcolm. That's something we're looking at.
So you haven't done that yet?
We know, because it will be a process and we need to work with our suppliers. The next thing we're actually looking at is plastic bottles in the restaurant, and we're about to engage in some trials to look at how we can reduce that. So it is a process. It's a process that will probably take us most of 2018, but I think we've gone gung-ho and made an amazing effort so far in March, along with some of our other industry colleagues.
And are you going to extend that sort of, for instance, to insist on no plastic being used in the entire food production and delivery chain? To your doorstep, can you sort of back introduce it, if you like?
In terms of, I think customers are very interested in traceability and transparency, and you know where their products are coming from. I think initially what we will actually do is look at all our packaging that we're using and all the wrapping that we're using. And I think as more and more consumers, if we push our suppliers, this is something the suppliers will pick up initially. So first of all, I think we'll have our work cut out looking at our consumption personally. But that's a great idea. Further down the line, we could actually work with suppliers. And I'm sure that's something that I spoke to our vice president of our supply chain process only last week, and was speaking to him about sourcing more products that are environmental friendly. And I'm sure this is something that our supply chain colleagues may take up.
You talked about banishing plastic bottles from your office. Someone writes in, what about doing that in hotels? Please fit filters and serve free water like they do at one of the restaurants in the Jumeirah Al Nassim development. I think it's one of your restaurants. If you do that and serve it in glasses for free, that would save so much plastic. How do you respond to that?
That's what I mentioned just before. We're actually looking at trials in terms of how we as Jumeirah Restaurant Group can step forward and look at reducing local water in plastic bottles. That will result in, you know, that's a trial. We want to make sure that everything we do is going to fit with the brand, but also is presentable, hygienic. So that's a process we're looking at. I totally agree with that customer, and I know and I'm confident that my colleagues in Jumeirah Hotel and Resorts are actually looking at ways to reduce their plastic through 2018 as well.
You've inspired Craig. He says, I'm going into my office today to see how we can implement something similar in our business.
Thank you, Craig. Every little bit helps. Oh, sorry, Tesco. but no, it really does. And every little bit you can do in your own personal household really helps as well. And I'm so delighted to Dubai Eye for getting behind this campaign and supporting us as well.
Very quickly, 30 seconds. What chances of this filtering through to the rest of the Jumeirah group, which you mentioned, Jumeirah Restaurants is a relatively small part of that group. Any conversations with Jose Silva, the new chief executive, or others?
I've not spoken to Jose directly about this. this, but I actually spoke to a gentleman called Peter Stubbs, who's our Director of Health and Safety, and they're actually undergoing some trials and looking at some sustainable supply solutions to reduce plastic initially on consumption on the beach. So watch this space from Jumeirah Hotels and Resorts in the coming weeks. I also know that the new lifestyle brand from Jumeirah, Zabeel House, will have some interesting points of difference around plastic consumption. And for example, Jumeirah in Vitaveli Resort in the Maldives last year moved to glass water bottles as opposed to plastic, which is obviously very, very important with it being based in the Maldives.
It's been great talking to you. Emma Banks, head of Jumeirah Restaurants, appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me in.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.